Sure there's no mistake, Chief?
Not a chance, Ken. It's Formula H, all right. The key to the most destructive weapon ever conceived by man. And a set of the microfilm is missing.
When was the loss discovered?
I got a call from Los Alamos 20 minutes ago.
Any idea who?
Take your choice, Ken. Sir John Saunders of England, Charles Gomar of France, Aline Marge of Belgium.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Three of the world's greatest atomic scientists. All of them cleared to work with our top men. And all of them had access to those plans.
What's been done about them?
Washington just reported on a personal security search.
And?
No trace of the film.
No, there wouldn't be.
Well, what the devil are we going to do about it? We can't let those plans get out of the state. Why, Ken, if they fall into the wrong hands, the whole world could go up in smoke.
Chief, weren't the three of them about to leave this country for a scientific convention in Paris?
That's right. They were all set to take off at midnight from Washington in a chartered plane, but don't worry about that. We'll cancel the flight and hold them in custody.
Why?
Why? For Pete's sake, Ken. One of them is obviously using that trip as an excuse to get out of the country with those plans.
That's why I think we should let him go.
What?
Look, Chief. It's 100-1 that Formula H is on its way out of the States right now. None of the three has the plans on him. So what are you going to accomplish by holding him in custody?
Well, I don't know, but... But we just can't let them skip the country.
Why not? If I go along.
What have you got in mind, Ken?
We are not leaving Washington until midnight. That gives us plenty of time to make arrangements for me to take over as co-pilot on the flight.
Co-pilot?
I'll have until we land at Shannon Island to come up with something. Maybe learn which one it is or get some hint as to what's happening to that microfilm.
Oh, but you haven't anything to go on, Ken. Nothing to work with.
Got any other ideas, Chief?
All right. Let's go.
Somebody?
Yeah. Captain Bill Allen. Have I found him?
Well, you couldn't have done it better with radar, pal. You must be first in the new call.
That's right. Hope you don't mind the last-minute switch.
Oh, brother, there's been nothing but switches on this flight. We're going. We're canceled. We're going again. I've even filed two flight plans, one for Shannon and one for the Savoy Bar. No, Thurston, you don't bother me a bit.
Well, thanks, Allen. This our ship?
Yep. Fuel checked, cleared, and ready to go as soon as our three VIPs get in.
Got the three of them going along?
That's right. The two of us and the steward will make a total of six. We'll be flying light, high, and handsome. That's why I file nonstop. Hey, looky there. Seems as if the brains are showing up. Hey, Thurston, I thought we were carrying electronic graybeards. Who's that streamlined jet guy?
She must be one of them, Alan. Dr. Aline Nassau, Belgian.
Well, don't tell me she's got all that and brains, too. Wow, we'll be flying the beam tonight.
Are you all set to go, Captain?
I'll just let them get aboard, sir, and we'll be off.
Good. The plane's all ready, so if you'll all get aboard, Dr. Nasda.
Here, let me help you with that bag, Miss Nasda.
Well, thank you, Captain.
Oh, think nothing of it, ma'am. Nothing at all. Oh, you button up after we're all aboard, will you, Thurston? I'll see our passengers and they come.
Sure. Passengers, did he say? That's a relief. For a moment, I thought Dr. Nasda was the only one traveling tonight. You aboard, Mr. Thurston?
You are certain that this plane is capable of making the journey, Mr. Thurston? It does not seem very large or very strong.
No need to be concerned, Professor Gomar. We'll make it easily.
Perhaps. See, this is such a long voyage and over water so much of the way. A boat would be so much safer, so much more... Farewell. It is too late for that now, huh? Mr.
Yes, as you say, the die is now cast.
We
get
Captain Cass. Everything all right, Ken.
Okay, Chief. What about you?
Oh, they've been under constant surveillance. I'll guarantee not one of them is carrying the plans aboard.
What about Alan?
He's been checked. Not a thing on record against him. You're going on a wild goose chase, Ken. You haven't got a prayer of turning anything up. Why don't I take them all into custody before it's too late?
If I can't turn anything up, it's already too late, Chief. I don't know how I come out.
See you later.
Come on, Ken. Ken?
16-6X-943 to Sour. Ready for takeoff. Over.
Altitude,
Thurston. 10,001. Course?
0 degrees.
Well, check and triple check. Call a known hour, as the man said. Nothing to do but relax now on it.
Yeah? Suppose I go out, check on the passengers, and have the steward rustle up some coffee.
Yeah, you do that, Thurston. Only don't you get lost on the way. I'm reserving hand-holding privileges with that beautiful hunk of atomic fission for yours truly.
How little know, Ellen.
You just do that, Thurston. You just do that.
Take off, Mr. Thurston. The rest of the trip is as pleasant, I'll be more than satisfied.
Thanks, Sir John. We'll try to keep you that way.
Yes. By the way, do you happen to have the time?
It's 12:35.
Thank you.
Everything all right, Dr. Nasda?
Oh, it is indeed, Mr. Thurston. With but one exception.
Oh, what's that?
Well, traveling by airplane always stimulates me. And as I do not feel the least a bit sleepy, I am certain that some coffee could do me no harm.
You have it, Doctor? I'm going back to light a fire under the steward now.
Yes, Thurston. Some attention, please.
What's the trouble, Mr. Gilmer?
That Captain Allen, he did not do as I wished. I told him I wanted my briefcase here on the seat beside me, and he has put it up there, but I cannot easily reach it.
Well, that's a simple matter, Professor.
Yes. I have important notes, you understand. If anything should happen to the plane, perhaps I might be able to save them.
I wouldn't worry about it, Professor. You'll be in Paris before you know it. Hello, Pagan.
Oh, am I ever glad to see you, Mr. Rex. I've been sitting back here cooped up in this coop waiting for you to show. What's going on here, anyway?
Didn't the chief tell you?
And nobody tells me nothing. All I know is that I was working busy in my Uncle Ahmed's elite haberdashery emporium, and this bureau agent walks in right in the middle of a 400-page hand with double pinnacle beside.
Then you didn't see the chief?
He took me out of this airplane. I didn't see nobody. And he told me to stay in here until I heard from you.
Yeah, well...
But believe me, I would have walked right off this thing if I didn't figure you wanted my invaluable services.
Yeah.
And don't forget, we were playing double in Spain.
Hey, Gon. Somebody on board this plane has got some missing microfilm. All knows where it is. I've got to find it before we reach Ireland, and you're going to help me.
Oh, sure. Now, what do you want me to do?
Hang around the passengers. Drop a few remarks about scientific secrets. H-bombs, microfilms. Let them know you've got a few friends behind the iron curtain.
Then what?
That's all.
That's all?
It'll be enough to start putting the pressure on. I'll handle the rest of it. Wait a minute. Something you wanted, Sir John?
Matter of fact, there is, Mr. Thurston. That coffee you spoke about.
The steward will have it ready in a minute. Anything else?
Yes. Captain Allen asked me to get you. He'd like to see you up forward.
Thanks for your trouble, Sir John.
Perfectly all right, Mr. Thurston. Perfectly all right.
You wanted to see me, Allen?
Not nearly as much as I want to see Miss Nuclear Fish in 1951 and 2 and 3. Why don't you take over here and I'll take over there?
Fair enough, Bill.
Oh, and you might bend your ears around that radio headset. Some friend of yours in Washington wants to yakety-yak with you for a while.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, now you just keep your Geiger counters handy, children. Daddy's going to be radioactive.
NC6X943 Thurston, calling Washington 37. NC6X943 Thurston, calling Washington 37. Come in, please.
Hello, Ken. All clear?
All clear, Chief. Choke up.
Ken, you're in trouble. There's something awfully wrong aboard that plane.
That's not news, Chief.
Well, this is. The Washington police found a dead man a couple of hours ago. Murdered. They just got a positive identification on him.
What about it?
He was an airplane pilot by the name of Bill Allen.
Mr. Thurston. Call me time.
Come in here, you idiot, and close that door.
Oh, sure. Happy to oblige any old aeroplane pilot any old time.
Now, I had a visit from Dr. Nasgrove a little while ago, Pagan. He told me you were up your old tricks again.
Well, once the salesman opens, leave him laughing, you know. Well, here you are, Mr. Egg.
Did you learn anything out there?
Did I learn anything? Believe me, I learned plenty. Well, it smells so good, I think I'll have a cup myself.
Come on, let's have it.
Well, don't drink it so slow, Mr. Egg, but those three jokers out there, they're all spies.
What?
That's right. I heard them telling the Captain Allen all about it. All three of them were in that atom bomb place down in New Mexico, and you know nobody but spies can get in there.
Oh, fuck.
Well, that saves this good old job, huh, Mr. Rick? There's mud in your eyes.
Drop that cup, Pedro.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, what's the big idea knocking that coffee out of my hand? I'm dying for a drink of that stuff.
You almost were dying for a fact.
Huh?
Yeah. Smell this coffee.
So what? It smells like coffee. Maybe burnt nuts of some kind?
Yeah. Bitter almonds.
But I didn't put any nuts in that coffee.
No, but one of our friends out there put something in it. Poison.
It is known simply as Formula H, and yet it holds the key to the most powerful, the most terrifying weapon ever conceived by man. And a microfilm set of the plans is suddenly discovered to be missing. Ken Thurston, acting as co-pilot, is aboard a transatlantic plane chartered by three international atomic scientists, all under equal suspicion of having stolen the missing plans. And now, in the pilot's compartment, Ken has just become aware of an attempt to kill him with poison coffee.
Poison?
That's right, Pedro.
But who? But why? Oh, but Bart.
Take your pick. There are four to choose from.
Four?
Our pilot. He's a phony. The real Bill Allen was found a couple of hours ago by the Washington police. Murdered.
Oh, we gotta get out of here.
Oh, sure. Go right ahead.
Sure, why not? We can.
Oh. Yeah.
But we're stuck up here in the middle of nothing with somebody who wants to bump us out. What do we do, Mr. Thurston? What can we do?
I don't think we'll have much to say about it.
Huh?
Listen to those engines. It's beginning to ice up.
What are you talking about, Doc? Plenty of open here.
Take a look at those wings. The ice is piling up fast. Another 30 minutes of that and we'll spin down out of control.
Ice missing plans, poison coffee. That puts us right between the devil.
Well, pal. Sounds like our front is playing knock knock. What is out there, eh?
That's right. Building up fast.
Well, that lovely whistle beta lean knives ain't the only de-icer we got aboard.
I switched on the de-icers half an hour ago. Something's wrong with them. They're not working.
Well, now that's a revolting thought. You got any suggestions?
There's an old deserted landing field this side of Gander, Newfoundland. The ferry in command used it during the war. And there's just a prayer we can make it.
That's fair enough. I'll let our paying passengers in on the scoop, then come back and help you set it down. I got a hunch, though, that somebody aboard this flying chemistry class ain't gonna like to change his plans.
You know, Helen, or whatever your name is, I was just thinking the same thing. You could have put it on.
Well, that friend of yours back in Washington kicked you off to the switch, huh?
That's right. Well?
Well, now, you can't chew out a guy for helping out a pal in a jam.
What kind of jam?
Too much elbow bending. When this flight was canceled the first time, he made for the Savoy Bar. He wasn't in no fitting condition when it was scheduled again, so I took over.
It won't work. Allen's dead. Murdered.
Are you leveling, Thurston?
Yeah.
Well, then I tell you what. Let's take care of the pay and freight while I think it over. Weather ought to clear in a couple of hours, and it could be I'll have something mighty interesting to talk over with you by then.
¶¶
I knew that some disaster would overtake us upon this trip. Did I not say so, Misery? Did I not?
Oh, it's not as bad as all that, Gomar. Can't you look upon it as an adventurous knock?
I do not care for adventure in a nice bound wilderness, Sir John. Only in a safe passage back to Paris. What is to be done now, Mr. Thurston? I ask of you.
As soon as the steward and Captain Allen secure the plane, we'll head for that shelter hut at the end of the runway. We can light a fire and be comfortable in there until the weather clears.
Now, those are pleasing words, Mr. Thurston. What is more inviting than a roaring fire and good company while a storm rages outside?
Very well. If we have no alternative, let us be about to.
Ellie and I would go with him, Thurston. We'd have the fire going by the time you get there.
Thanks, Sir John.
Oh, by the way, you have the time.
Hmm? Yeah, it's 7:15.
Thank you. One of the penalties of exacting scientific research seems to be a nervous stomach. Bills have to be taken on schedule. Come along, Ellie, my dear.
Right.
See you later, Thurston.
Yeah.
Well, I got the sandwiches and the hot drinks, Mr. X. A tea, that is. So let's take a powder for that ramshack over there.
Where's Alan?
I haven't seen him. I guess he's still on board the airplane somewhere. Ah, but who cares?
I think we'd better care, Pedro. Come on.
Hey, it's cold on this board of that plane.
It'll be a lot colder here if he takes off without us.
Huh? What would he do there?
We still haven't found the missing plane. And they're more than worth a gamble with a little ice.
Mr. Rex, he's not here.
He's got to be. Let's try the office. Gag works, Pedro. Poison.
Captain Allen poisoned? But it does not make any sense, Mr. Thurston.
It makes plenty of sense to one of you here, Dr. Nasdaq.
I'm not certain that I understand, Thurston.
That man wasn't Bill Allen. He was helping one of you get some stolen microfilm out of the United States.
What kind of nonsense is this, Mr. Thurston? We are scientists of international repute. It is ridiculous to accuse one of us of stealing Formula 8.
I didn't know I'd mentioned what formula was missing.
Well, perhaps you did not. But this kind of accusation, the inquiry and searching back in Washington, I but drew the natural conclusion.
Yeah.
You know, Thurston, I'm almost convinced that Gomar is right. This pilot of ours was a Confederate and stolen microfilm. Why would he have been killed?
There can only be one answer, Sir John. To prevent him from telling what he knows.
Is that guesswork, Dr. Nasher? Or knowledge?
Why can't we term it fundamental deduction, Mr. Thurston?
Maybe we would. If it wasn't for this.
Now, what in the world would that be?
A charm from a lady's bracelet, Sir John. I found it on the floor of the plane. Under the pilot's body.
Well, I presume you have some explanation for that, Ellie, my dear.
Well, of course. The simple truth.
And that is?
Well, I noticed that charm was missing from my bracelet hours ago. I must have lost it aboard the plane, and someone else picked it up. For what purpose is now rather obvious?
The only thing obvious about all this, Mademoiselle, is the identity of the guilty party.
Suppose we let the Newfoundland authorities decide about that, Professor.
But while he is free, all our lives are in danger.
They won't be for long. The weather's starting to clear now. Another hour and we'll wind up this little affair in the town of Gander. Chief. Glad to hear you got to Gander all right.
Sure. The Army jets have been here in plenty of time. But what's been holding you up? According to our plan, I expected you here hours ago.
Had a little trouble, Chief. Ice. Murder.
What?
Auto landed about 30 minutes now. Have a private office ready for us. I'll tell you all about it then.
office, Ken. You wanted everybody in to talk things over?
It'll be simpler that way, Chief. Will you all step inside, please?
Certainly. Care to oblige, sir.
I am sorry, monsieur, but I cannot say the same. All this officiousness, this delay, it's inexcusable.
Why should you object, Professor Gomard? After all, I am the one who is suspect at the moment. Come along.
Very well. Very well.
You want to take over, Ken?
If you don't mind, Chief, it won't take long. You all know... Well, you know by now why we're here. One of you is suspected of espionage. Of having stolen top-secret microfilm. Microfilm of Formula H.
Oh, then Gomar's guess was right, sir.
If it was a guess, Sir John.
I told you. I but drew a natural conclusion, monsieur.
So you did. And Dr. Nasda told us she was innocent of the pilot's murder. Now... I'm wondering what Sir John has to say.
What I have to say? What about Mr. Thurston?
About your stomach pills, your wristwatch.
What?
A poison pellet can easily be disguised as an innocent pill. And I'm curious as to why a man who is wearing a watch is always asking the time.
I don't know what you're driving at, Thurston. Is there anything unusual about a man's watch stopping?
Not unless there's a microfilm concealed in the case that's caused it to stop.
Microfilm. Ken.
I told you I'd wind things up in Gander, Chief. You better take him away.
Well, I guess we put the wraps on this one all right, eh, Mr. Rick? I knew all the time it was that Sir John Saunders joker.
Oh, sure.
Sure, it was as plain as my nose. Hey, what are we stopping at the airplane garage for?
Our plane was put inside for repairs.
What? But I thought Professor Gomard and that Ali Nasda were taking off for Paris in a little while.
They are. We have to switch planes for them. The de-icers on this one don't work. Remember?
Oh, well, sure. Hey,
it's dark in here, Mr. Rex. Why don't we turn on these lights or something?
It's light enough for our purpose.
Oh, that's right. What is our purpose anyway?
Keep quiet, I'm sure.
But Mr. Rex...
Quiet.
We've come to the end of this place. The plane here.
The hangar's divided into two sections. It's in the next one. Through this door. There it is, Peter.
Mr. Rex. Look.
Lady. The plate covering the alcohol tank being removed.
What alcohol tank?
The one used to fuel the de-icers.
Hey. Where's the alcohol?
That's why the de-icers didn't work. There's something else being taken out of that tank. You see?
Mr. Rex, that's it.
Yeah. I'll take that if you don't mind, Ali. The microfilm. Ali?
But it was Sir John. That is, well, I thought you...
Oh. So it was a trap.
That's right. We had to get proof. So Sir John played along with us. You had to feel safe enough to walk into it.
I see.
But the microfilm of the tank, how do you know about that?
It's a good playground. She had to get it out of the country some way. The pilot was working with her. And the de-icers didn't work.
You know you're not going to walk out of here alive, don't you, Mr. Thurston?
Mr. Rex.
Oh, put that thing away. The chief's got to hang us around it. You're all through.
So, for the time being, I have lost.
You lost a long time ago, Aline. When you decided you'd try to help destroy the world. Well, someday we'll find a remedy for what's wrong with you and a lot of people like you. We've got to find it. Let's pray that it's short of war.